commercial with my Poulan Pro chainsaw running because I personally tested my new Stinger ballistic sunglasses by wearing them while cutting up down trees from Hurricane Laura. And how did the Stinger sunglasses perform? Like Paul Bunyan himself designed them. Each pair of Stinger ballistic sunglasses is available in four different lens colors and comes in a stylish carrying case with lots of free accessories. You can rely on Stinger's soon-to-be legendary durability and their lifetime craftsmanship warranty. I give these glasses my complete endorsement. It's a quality product from a made-in-the-USA company, Stinger Edge. And the best part of my custom-styled Stinger Edge ballistic glasses? I wear them everywhere I would, regular sunglasses, and then some. Order your Stinger Edge ballistic glasses today at stngredge.com. That's stngredge.com.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Tuesday, October 20th, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For the best deal in the USA on a newer used Kia, shop where Mike Church shops for all his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call him 855-BULLDOG. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. Pretty tough to keep President Trump quiet, but muted mics might be the answer for the third debate. Target's giving away another round of bonuses to its employees, even seasonal help. And some people are just getting a little too comfortable with Noom calls. If the third debate happens, the Commission on Presidential Debates has decided to mute microphones to allow each candidate the opportunity for uninterrupted remarks during this week's final forum. The mute button will be featured at the start of each 15-minute segment during opening comments, according to the commission. After that time, both mics will be turned on without a mute option to enable debate. The rule change follows the first debate between President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden that evolved into a frequently interrupted shouting match. Thursday's debate in Nashville had originally been planned as the third between Trump and Biden. The commission scrapped the second match after Trump contracted COVID-19 and then refused to participate in a proposed virtual affair. In place of the next debate, the two candidates held dueling town halls. The clock is ticking for Democrats and Republicans to reach a COVID-19 relief deal after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi set a Tuesday deadline for both sides to come together to restore urgently needed benefits before Election Day. Both sides are struggling to cut a deal weeks before the election. Democrats and Republicans are hundreds of billions of dollars apart in their proposals and unable to resolve major policy differences on COVID-19 testing, child tax credit provisions, and funding for state and local governments. Congress passed a comprehensive aid package in March, and many of its provisions have lapsed. The federal boost to unemployment benefits ran out in July, airline assistance expired in October, and Americans weathering an economic recession eagerly await another round of relief checks. Meanwhile, Senator Chuck Schumer from New York, a Democrat and the minority leader, tried to shut down the Senate Monday in protest of President Trump's push to install Judge Amy Coney Barrett, his Supreme Court nominee, before Election Day. Mr. Schumer called for the chamber to adjourn until after the November election unless an elusive deal is reached on a stimulus measure to address the ongoing toll of the Democrats' plan to use procedural tactics aimed at slowing or stopping the move in the days to come, spotlighting the rush to confirm her as they make their closing arguments to voters. Some good news if you're a worker on the front lines at Target. They've announced Monday that hundreds of thousands of its employees will receive another round of bonuses this fall for their extraordinary performance during unprecedented times. More than 350,000 frontline workers will receive a one-time bonus of $200 by early November, the retailer said. Target's latest bonus marks the fourth time the company's given the extra cash to frontline team members or leaders throughout 2020 for their efforts during the pandemic. In total, the company's invested more than $70 million in its team ahead of the holidays. Aside from its bonuses, the company also raised its starting wage to $15 this summer. Coming up, our saint of the day, he spent many hours copying manuscripts of the Holy Scriptures. Our quote of the day, I'm not afraid, I was born to do this, St. Joan of Arc. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hi, I'm Barbara Dooley, and I'm excited to share with you the exclusive Bulldog Kia Advantage from my friends at Bulldog Kia. Announcer, tell them all about it.
The exclusive Bulldog Kia Advantage includes a 110% price assurance guarantee, an environmental protection and appearance package for all new Kias, complimentary first-year maintenance on all new Kias, a 3-month, 3,000-mile limited warranty on all used vehicles, and much more. Back to you, Barbara.
Thank you, announcer. If you're buying a new vehicle, the Bulldog Kia Advantage just makes sense. So do what all other smart car shoppers do and get your new Kia from Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or at bulldogkia.com.
110% price assurance guarantee, only valid for same make, model, trim, equipment, miles, and is only valid within 7 days of purchase date. Complimentary first-year maintenance limited to 2 oil changes and tire rotations.
We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Our saint of the day is St. John Cantius. He was born in a small town in Poland, and he attended the Krakow Academy in 1418 and became a doctor of philosophy. Upon graduation, he spent the next 3 years conducting philosophy classes at the university while preparing for the priesthood. Upon his ordination, he became a rector at the School of the Canons Regular. While he was there, he was offered a professorship back at his alma mater, the Krakow Academy. He attained a doctorate in theology and eventually became director of the theology department. He held the professorship until his death in 1473. Cantius spent many hours copying manuscripts of the Holy Scriptures, theological tracts, and other scholarly works. In physics, he helped develop Jean Bertillon's theory of impetus, which anticipated the work of Galileo and Newton. During his time in Krakow, Cantius became well known in the city for his generosity and compassion towards the poor, especially needy students at the university. He subsisted on what was strictly necessary to sustain life, giving alms regularly to the poor. He made one pilgrimage to Jerusalem and 4 pilgrimages on foot to Rome. He died while living in retirement at his alma mater on the 24th of December, 1473, at the age of 83. Twitter's blocked a post from top White House coronavirus advisor Scott Atlas on Sunday. It questioned the use of masks as a means of curbing the spread of the illness. Atlas, who joined the White House in August, wrote, "Masks work? No," while adding that the widespread use of face coverings is not supported by evidence. A spokesperson for the social media company told the Associated Press that the tweet violated its policy of sharing false or misleading information about the coronavirus that could lead to harm. Atlas, the former chief of neuroradiology at Stanford University Medical Center, said Twitter's action amounted to censorship. Pennsylvania can accept mail ballots received up to 3 days after Election Day despite objections from state Republicans. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Monday evening. The High Court split 4-4 on a motion from the top Republicans in the Pennsylvania Senate to halt a ruling from the state's top court. Amid mail delay deliveries, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court had ruled in September that the late ballots would be accepted as long as they don't have a postmark that's clearly showing they were mailed after Election Day. All 4 conservative justices approved of the state GOP request, but Chief Justice John Roberts sided with the 3 liberal justices in opposition, resulting in a tied vote, and that meant the lower court's ruling stood. Time for everyone to get back to the office. This work-from-home thing, not good for everyone. The New Yorker star writer and CNN chief legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin apparently exposed himself on a Zoom call. And now he's been suspended from the magazine, according to a report Monday. The incident happened during an online meeting between magazine colleagues and WNYC workers last week. He said, "I made an embarrassingly stupid mistake believing I was off camera." CNN added in a statement that Tubin, a Harvard Law School grad, would be taking time off from the cable network as well, but Monday wasn't the first time he'd been in the news over a personal controversy. In 2008, it was rumored he was the father of a love child with lawyer Casey Greenfield, the daughter of a TV political pundit, Jeff Greenfield, who was working at CNN at the time. Tubin married since 1986 to former Harvard classmate Amy McIntosh, with whom he has a son and daughter, was eventually proven to be the father's child, according to reports. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.